Hey there, this is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I appreciate it. Today I want to talk about the emails I've been getting. I get a lot of these emails. This week I think I've maybe gotten 10 emails from men who tell a story. It's a story about finding out that their wife isn't in love with them. It's a story about finding out that the marriage and the family and the life that they thought they were going to live is starting to blow up in their face. This story is so common. This story is so unbelievably repeatable. This is the same story that I heard years ago when I was reading it. I was shaking my head, crying and laughing at the same time, wondering how this could happen. How could I be reading another man's story and believe that I could just put my name and my wife's name in the story and it would be exactly the same story, the same words, the same sequence of events, the same comments and phrases being used. It was uncanny. And so when I get repeated emails like this week from guys saying the same thing, like, I just found out that she has been texting another guy, or I just found out that she really doesn't feel for me like she used to. She told me that she never really had many romantic feelings for me, or she doesn't anymore. That we never had this connection, and that she really doesn't see a future for us, and she's numb, and she's checked out, and she's emotionally just stuck, and she doesn't see any way through this, and that she wants to know how this is going to go, and she wants to separate, she wants space. All those words, if you've heard those before, this video is for you. And I chuckle not to make fun of it. I chuckle because it's so ridiculous. It's so repeatable. It is so common that hundreds of guys per day are experiencing this. I know this doesn't make you feel any better knowing that. Later it can. Later it can when you find out that the reasons that this is happening to you is not because you're an inadequate man. It's not because you're a bad husband or a bad father. It's not because you're not good enough. It's not because you've screwed up your whole life and done a lot of things wrong. That's what I want you to know in this video, that when you hear this story, when you hear the story about, I need space, I need to separate, I don't think we're going to make it, I don't see me going forward, I don't feel about you the way I used to, I love you, but I'm not in love with you, those kind of things. Know that you're not alone. Know that the reason these things happen are stuck in the emotions of the feminine that you may never understand. One thing I like to help you to do is understand what's going on inside a woman when this happens to her. It's not a time to get hateful and resentful and angry, even though you want to. How could she do this? How could she break up the family? How could she possibly think being apart would be better for our kids than being together? Those are the questions that come up, but you have to know that what's going on inside the woman who is pulling away from everything she's ever known, the story that you thought was supposed to happen, are things you'll never understand. It's depression, and it's insecurity, and it's anxiety, and it's fear, and all kinds of uncertainty that makes her think that the only place she can feel normal again is away from you and away from the family. And so with empathy, with just a little bit of empathy, a guy can find some breathing room to look at himself and go, maybe this isn't all about me. Maybe this isn't all about how bad I am, or how I could have saved this if I only would have been better over the last few years. It's easy to feel guilty. It's easy to feel shame, like you are some kind of a mistake. We do make mistakes and we do learn from them. What I want you to know is that this process is the process that triggers a transformation in men. This process of pain and discovery and seeing what the world is really about and what love, life, and sex and women are really about is the thing that launches you into a whole new perspective. Men survive this. Sometimes they save their marriage. I got to tell you that I'm honest that I don't give a shit about your wife or your marriage as much as I give a shit about you realizing that this point in your life is the single most motivating point, as fearful and painful as it is, for you to decide to step up your game. How you respond to this is going to determine the quality of the next 20 years of your life. Whether you stay with her or not, there are women, there are relationships, there are activities and fun and connections and sex and intimacy to be had in the world with your kids, with your friends, with your family, and with other women. The only thing you don't know is if the face of the woman you're with right now is the one that'll be with you forever. You have to get to the point to where you realize that your future is not determined by her loving you. The quality of your future and your aliveness and vitality and in the relationships and the wealth and the innovation that you experience in your life is not tied to her liking you and approving you and keeping everybody under one roof. The sad thing about marriage is that we have math, we have statistics that tell us that the day you got married, you had about a 50-50 shot of this working out in the way that you imagined it might. That story in your head as to how love, life, marriage, and raising a family might go. And those odds stay with you. The day you got married, they were 50-50. They're about 50-50 now. And I know math doesn't help you right now, but I'm trying to just talk a little reason right now to help you understand that you're one of billions of brothers in this situation that are seeing the math play out the way it does sometimes. You can't let it define your future. So my question to you is, how do you want to use your next 20 years? You've got 2, 3, maybe 4 decades of life to go yet. Don't let this one incident, this one event, this one little hiccup in your life cause you to miss out on the next 2, 3, or 4 decades. How do you want to use them? What is your legacy? What do you want to create? Who do you want to be? Outside of the relationship with your wife, what do you want to do? What do you want to do with it? That's what I help guys do. That's my passion. And if I get a little rambling on these videos, it's because my mind is scrambling for the things I want to tell you and share with you about the aliveness that's available to you in your future, that you can create your reality, and that the pain that you may be feeling right now does not define you. It doesn't define your future. You have more control than you think. I'd love to have a conversation with you about that. That when I get into these phone calls, we go for 60 or 90 minutes and we just cover everything that's going on in your life, everything she said, everything you're feeling. And what I want you to do is walk away from this phone call with me feeling like you have got a glimmer of hope, that maybe the way you were thinking before you called me was driving you into a pit of despair. And I want to pull you out of that, at least for a day. Let me do that. Give me a call. You have my contact information. Email me at steve@goodguystogreatmen. And let's have a chat about this.